thrice or quince, because you are more than just a human. Unexpectedly, the universe emerged what we know today as physics and chemistry. But you are luck. A very lucky combination of events that was able to hitch a ride on the strange kind of programming that we call evolution. Just then, right at the end where we are at right now, there was another kind of emergence. Something impossible. It was the emergence of profound consciousness in an otherwise merely biological system. First physics and chemistry, then biology, and then something so much more. Consciousness. I don't think the word luck does justice here. But that is exactly what it is. Luck. And not accident, but chance. Before thinking of yourself as human, understand that you are first a creature of the universe. A consciousness that emerged out of a biological system. The reason that you think that this is way too much luck is because you don't know how many ongoing permutations there are, and you certainly could never ever imagine the number of failures. The failure to emerge a living organism, or to hitch a ride on evolution. And the failure of a system to become sufficiently complex to, by permutation alone, become fully conscious of itself. To think of yourself as only human is not only wrong, but it is unfair. You are a cosmic entity. An unbelievably lucky cosmic entity. We are precious, but we are far from perfect. For one, our minds have no protection against indoctrination. We are all too easily misled or tricked. To give a simple example, family or cultural beliefs depend on to whom you are born. So if you are born a world away, thrice or quince, to non-believers, to atheists, to religious cults, to poor or rich, or a wildly creative family, or a mechanical engineer, all the beliefs that would shift are not as important or even true as you have been led to believe. Likewise, the beliefs that didn't shift are far more important than you think. But for what we lack in perfection, we make up with our ability to imagine, to study, to rise and learn. This is why real education is not optional. And no, ineffective education or standardized education is nowhere nearly enough. There is an enormous intellectual inheritance awaiting your decision to begin listening to narrated books from the library. Countless many great beings and philosophers who solved countless many problems. who want you not to repeat their mistakes or even the paths they themselves took, but to resume where they left off. Let me say it loud and clear. You don't know enough to blindly run headfirst into unexamined life. You don't know how long life even is. You don't know who and what you are, and you are not sure what existence is even for. And you certainly have no grasp how fleeting time is. What if you were to find out that waiting for Wednesday to make the week pass by will do you better and deliver you directly into the final day of your life? Will the elder you be happy that you have a career, or worried that they might not have ever lived at all? They might have lived the life of the human, with all the diplomas up on their walls. But what of the life of the emergent cosmic entity that wants to explore nature and seek out all the wisdom in the world? We are more than just human. We are an impossible and unbelievable consciousness who, in all eternity of time, is only going to exist once. One chance. One time. Once. Please take to narrated non-fiction books written by clear-thinking great beings who left a wise, positive, and lasting intellectual legacy, and accept your intellectual inheritance in the tens of thousands of books that only hope to spare you mistakes and prevent you from getting stuck some part way up some corner of an obscure, unthought-out legacy that no enlightened minds of the future will care to follow. Please read the books that want to help you grow all the way up and become a great being, so that others may start where you will eventually leave off. You are more than a human. You must rise above the common levels of life, so that not until time comes to pass, you realize that you have never really lived at all.